Welcome to Job Talk. This is your host, Chris Wells. Today we have with us Catherine Hines, who is an Aikido instructor here in Japan. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like to know exactly what is Aikido.
Aikido is a martial art that was developed in the early 20th century by Morihei Ueshiba, who is known as O-sensei. It's a defensive martial art that basically uses an attacker's energy to work with the attacker's force and control the attack or immobilize the attacker or to throw them. It's a very energetic martial art.
Now, in a lot of martial arts, there's competitive tournaments, that sort of thing. Is there anything like that in Aikido?
Most explicitly not.
Why is that?
I think there are a couple of reasons. First, Aikido techniques, I mean, basically, Aikido techniques are deadly. But I think more importantly is Aikido is not about winning. And if you make it about winning, it defeats the purpose of this art, which is about harmony in a strange way. It's not like we just go and hug our enemies, but really Aikido is a way of resolving conflict in a peaceful way. Sometimes it looks violent to do it, but you're not trying to hurt each other. You're just trying to deflect an attack. So, to make it competitive really twists the point of the art, I believe.
It sounds like from your history, you're a little more interested in competing with yourself or pushing yourself.
When you compete against other people, you know that you can win, but somewhere there's always someone who's better, you know? So, really, there's no point. The only thing is to master yourself.
Interesting. One of those ways is teaching, and you teach here in Japan as well.
A little bit, yes. It's a very valuable way to study how effective your technique is and where your openings are, especially working with beginners, because they'll do anything. You don't know, it's really hard to predict, and so it's a very interesting study to see how you respond to, you know, whatever comes out of a beginner. What you know, they have a lot of fears and, you know, different ideas about what's going on, and they haven't ever seen Aikido, so they don't have these kind of learned responses that you do when you've practiced it for a while.
And it certainly helps with your credibility in the States to have studied in Japan, I would imagine.
Yes, it does very much. We tend to think if someone's Japanese, they must know what they're talking about in Aikido, and that's not necessarily the case. So being here and studying really kind of lets you sort out, okay, who's really good and who's not. And you kind of stop looking at they're Japanese or they're American. It's more they're good or they're not. So it's interesting. I wish it weren't that way in America, but there's definitely that tendency because we are studying a Japanese art and it's foreign to us.
Well, Catherine, it's been a fascinating discussion. Thank you for joining us here on Job Talk.
Thank you for having me here. I've enjoyed it.
Questions. Number 26. Why does Catherine enjoy teaching beginners? Number 27. What does Catherine say about Aikido in the United States? Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。